Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. It's your girl, Ashley. Thank you so much for being so patient with me and allowing me to take the week off. My life has just been so chaotic and stressful, but also I've been so busy and working my fucking ass off, and that's partially what I want to talk about today. I am someone who is so quick to point out when I make a mistake or when I'm off track or shit just isn't going right. But I struggle to acknowledge when I am putting in the work and busting my ass and doing a good job. It's so easy for me to put myself down and not celebrate my progress in private or around others. And I'm sure there's multiple reasons why I struggle with recognizing my successes, but part of it, I think, is I have learned to minimize who I am and the things that I do to make others comfortable. Over the years, I have shared things that I'm proud of or I have accomplished and have been shut down by others. And not only that, but my entire life I've been told I'm too cocky, I'm too confident, I'm too much. And I learned to keep a lot of the things to myself in fear of looking or sounding a certain way. And in doing this, hiding parts of myself away to please others, it began to hurt the way I view myself and hurt who I was authentically. There are so many things that I'm doing now that me a year ago would be ecstatic about. I wouldn't have gotten to where I am with content creation without putting in all the hard work that I have and making the hard decisions that I had to. Like, for fuck's sake, I literally quit my job a couple months ago to pursue content creation because it's been a dream of mine since I was little. For one, going after what you want despite so many things working against you and everyone telling you you're making a mistake and doing it anyways is brave and badass and worth being proud of. A goal of mine since 2019 was to hit 10,000 followers on Instagram, but I genuinely did not think it was attainable until the past few months of taking Instagram seriously and doing the damn fucking thing. I'm almost 2,000 followers away from hitting 10K. And I'm also less than 10,000 followers away from hitting 100K on TikTok. So why am I not shouting from the rooftop of my apartment how fucking proud I am of myself? Why am I not posting about it? Why am I not talking about it? It's because I have been conditioned to think that talking about your success and vocalizing the things that you have and that you're proud of makes you overbearing. Why am I afraid of looking arrogant for posting or talking about something that is so important to me that I'm so grateful for and have worked really fucking hard for? And it's easier said than done, obviously. I'm struggling with it myself, but you should never be ashamed of wanting to celebrate yourself. The reason we have the hesitation that we do is because we're told to be humble, and publicly praising yourself can come off to others as you're showing off and you think you're better than others. And in some respect, yes, but no. It's okay to post things or talk about things and want eyes to be on you and show like, hey, look at this great thing that I'm proud of. It doesn't have to come off as egotistical. People can acknowledge what you're doing without attaching a negative idea to it. The negative idea that they attach is them projecting their insecurities onto you, which has nothing to do with you. If they're pissed off that you got a pay raise, it's because they feel like they might be lacking a certain amount of money, or they're upset they aren't being offered the same opportunity. And that's something you can't control. You can't not do things because others don't have it. I made this point on my TikTok the other day. People, for whatever reason, and it seems like so much recently, people are offended by everything, and everything is so unfair. And the point that I made is, that's fucking life. You don't stop a waiter at a restaurant from serving someone food that you're allergic to or you can't afford. That's their food, They bought it and it's theirs. So you have no say in what they do. How you feel has nothing to do with what they're eating. And that's like everything else in life. You can't stop your life for others and you can't live a life pleasing everyone. It just doesn't work like that. And that goes for being who you are unapologetically. Like I said, I have been told my entire life that I'm too much. I've had friends talk behind my back because I'm annoying and I blow up their phones too much. I'm needy because I expected an invite when they hung out without me. I've been told I'm too loud or too extra when I go out in public. I'm too embarrassing when I take photos or videos in public. I'm too cringy because I post myself online. The list goes on and on. And all of those things might be too much for someone, but they're all me. They are all parts of me. You should never be shamed for being who you are. I remember hearing comments about being too much and hearing these people say these things behind my back and to my face, and it made me feel like ass. It made me feel like there was something wrong with me. Why am I this way? Why can't I just be normal and function like these people that are criticizing me do? And I tried to morph myself into what they wanted, and I tried to be quiet and not vocalize my opinions and thoughts as much as I would, and it was fucking boring. If I'm going to go anywhere, if I'm going to go out, I want to go out and do and say what I want to do and say. There's no reason why you should have to change anything about yourself to have people like you. You shouldn't have to change the things you wear, the things you like, your energy, your spirit, to make others feel more comfortable with who they are. Do not minimize your fucking sparkle that you have because they don't. That's not your problem. And if they want someone who isn't loud, they can find a friend who's going to whisper all the bullshit they like to talk about. It's like that saying, if you want someone who isn't so much, go find someone less. Go find someone less. If you are too crazy or out there for them, they can find someone a little more boring. That's something that they have to change and figure out, not you. People who genuinely love you and care about you and want you in their life aren't going to try and change who you are. They're going to accept you as you are because that's what they should love. If they don't love that, they can go find someone else to replace that. When you find those people who aren't going to judge you and try to bully you into being a different version of yourself, you're going to be able to grow even more into who you're supposed to be because you will be able to be who you are in the open with no fear of being judged. Also, it's just so much more fucking fun when you find those people who match your energy, who are going to be just as loud and fucking annoying as you are. My best friends are the ones who gas me up and are right by my side dancing and screaming and being the menaces that we are. When we're together, we feed off each other's energy and it's the best time ever. And I look back at times when I was friends with these people who I'd go out with and they'd be sitting in the corner judging me and giving me dirty looks as if we're not friends. People who are for you will celebrate you, encourage you, and lift you up. They won't ever go out of their way to make you feel bad about your accomplishments or who you are at your core. They are going to support you and encourage you to be the best version of yourself. So this is kind of an assignment for this week. If you're in a situation right now where you feel like you are dimming your light for others, stop fucking doing that. Embrace who you are and keep an eye out for those who start to back away or start to judge you more because of it. Weed out the weirdos by going balls to the wall and being who you are. Release the beast that is you and see who walks. That will tell you everything that you need to know, and you could start making room for people who are either like you or who maybe aren't exactly like you but are still encouraging you to be yourself. So obviously this week's episode was a quickie. I think some episodes can be short and sweet and to the point and don't need to be 30 minutes long. Let me know if you like the episodes being shorter and to the point rather than longer. I know for me, I have a short fucking attention span, so I know shorter episodes might be better for some. But yeah, this week's episode was actually inspired by one of my favorite podcasts, Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation with Michaela J. She put out an episode talking about dimming your light for others, and I was like, you know what? You're fucking right. And I knew I had to talk about it on the podcast, so I hope you liked it. Thank you again for just being patient with me and allowing me time when needed to take breaks from the podcast. I want to make sure that I'm never rushing things and I'm putting out episodes that will help you and are meaningful rather than just posting episodes every week for the fuck of it. But if I ever have to miss a week, I'll let you know and I'll update you on Instagram. If you're new here, you can follow me on and the podcast on Instagram at @trying_not_2_carepodcast and at Ashley Corbo. And I also have a TikTok for the podcast, which is the same name as the Instagram. And if you haven't already, please give Try Not to Care a 5-star rating on whichever platform you listen to it on. It helps me out so much, and I really do appreciate it. I love you, besties. As always, I will talk to you next time. I love you.